Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show, live here on Monday, the 6th of June of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's so glad to have you here with us, wherever you're tuning in from around the world, and however you're tuning into us, it's just a great thing that you're with us from whatever country you may be tuning in, whatever time zone, however you found out about us. I'm just so glad that you've tuned in tonight. And I do want to make of note, my dad is back in the United States. And so that's a great thing that he's back in the United States. And I'm going to have him on very soon to talk to us about what all the Lord did in India, as that was a great, I've been hearing great things about what the Lord did in India, and so can't wait to ask him about it and let you listeners hear it. So I am really honestly excited to hear what all God did in India. I told you little bits and pieces from what I knew, and so it's been it was marvelous what God was doing there. Of course, I'm sure I am glad he's back, though. And so, can't wait to have him on line on the show with us to ask him about it very soon. All right. I hope those of you who were listening to this program when I told you Wednesday about National Donut Day, I hope those of you who really enjoy good donuts went out to get a good donut. I went to the hardware store, Ace Hardware here in my town, and believe it or not, they get donuts from Ace Hardware Cops and Donuts. And this is such a funny thing. The Cops and Donuts that they have there are actually behind the gun counter, which means they are somewhat armored. They're not fully armored because they'd have to be behind. Wouldn't they have to be behind bulletproof glass to be considered fully armored? Wouldn't they have to? Yeah. And there's no bulletproof glass back there, though, or is there? No. So they're semi-armored because they're right by the guns, but they're not. Wouldn't it almost make it cooler if they were fully armored, if they were behind bulletproof glass? No. That, maybe someday they will. Cause it, like, just put the glass up for looks. Because that way, you know, anyone who wants to just go in there and take the donuts, they won't get to. But I had me one of those cream-filled donuts. When I had gotten there, the peanut butter one, it's called the Peanut Butter Deputy, which I think is a cool name for it, but it was gone. And then they have this bacon donut. It's called the Squealer. And then they have some of the other donuts that they have different names. One is a nightstick. I don't know what a nightstick has to do with the police, but apparently has something to do with it. And so they have different ones. And did you just want to see a sign at Cops and Donuts, Emily, that said something about under the influence of donuts or something like that? I don't know, over the years on YouTube, Cops and Donuts made fun, something about like something inferior donuts. By inferior donuts, what they meant is donuts that are not quite like theirs. In our case, that could be donuts that you bought from Walmart or your other grocery store. Because I feel like a lot of the ones you might get from Walmart or Meijer can be just shipped in. I feel like some of these Walmarts and Meijers don't make the donuts fresh right there. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
You've had some of theirs, and it's kind of evident that they don't, isn't it? Would it almost be as if they queue out the donuts?
A little bit.
By the way, listeners, if you're wondering what a QR is, one of my aunt's grandkids works at a McDonald's over in the Bay City, Michigan area, so not too far from, about 20 minutes or so from where I live. And I asked him, you know, something about, you know, do you guys microwave anything? Because I had rumors about, and the story about certain McDonald's doing that. And he told me there's a couple of certain things they make. Don't worry, none of them are the burgers or the fries. He told me that they use something that is called the QR. He did not know what the QR stood for, or some kind of microwave. Do you think the Q stands for quality? Or even if they say it does, do you doubt it, Emily?
I doubt it.
And if they say it is, you would say, no, it's not.
No.
So whatever the Q stands for, who knows? What do you think the R is for? Reheater or flavor remover? Maybe something like that? if you leave it in there too long, because you know, when you go to a place like that, you expect it to be nice and warm in that. And if it's warm, not have it be the microwave, because if your listeners ever saw Kitchen Nightmares, Gordon Ramsay, there is an episode in which Gordon Ramsay literally throws a microwave from a third-story building on which a restaurant is. These restaurant workers at this certain restaurant that was featured, They called their microwave Chef Mike. Gordon Ramsay ate some food made by Chef Mike, and he thought it was a person at first. But one of the workers said, you know, Chef Mike is here whenever we're open. Very dedicated employee. Turns out they had been using the microwave exclusively. Or, who knows, maybe, just maybe, they had all actually normally been making it fresh, but for the show, they had to bring that microwave in. Because after all, you know, you do want to make it entertaining and make it so people will watch. So, and obviously these restaurants that were featured on there were struggling. So, take it what you will. But anyhow, that's what I was saying about those inferior donuts. So I like real donuts. But moving along, let me just check the clock really quick. Yep, and we are good there on time. I was just checking the clock to see what time it was. If any of you ladies who are tuned in made it to that Women of Righteousness conference, apparently it was a good conference. I was only there Thursday night and Sunday because I'm a guy. And so, but I was told apparently it was really good. And for you ladies who weren't there, apparently you missed out. But there was something that I felt like I was supposed to tell you. Oh, whoever your pastor is, whoever your pastor is, as long as it's, you know, a great spirit-filled pastor, you should highly respect that pastor. And, you know, pray over them and pay attention to what they're trying to teach you in the Word of God. And you know, make them like the pastor of the year. You know, you really should highly esteem them. And it's all good, you know, you want to watch other preachers or what have you, but ultimately, so I refer to my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a lot. I mean, I refer to others sometimes, but if you follow Dr. Barclay, you would note that he refers to his fathers of the faith a lot. Dr. George Evans, Lester Sumrall, John Osteen, Hilton Sutton, and Dr. Roy Hicks. All five of those are in heaven. So, I just thank the Lord that for my pastor. And if you go to a spirit-filled church, you should be grateful to God for your pastor, because they were obviously put there by God. Amen. And it's not just something I take lightly. So, I want to remind you that this episode has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go through your local McDonald's drive-thru and grab an any size Coca-Cola for the low price of a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. And you can, of course, choose, Coke with ice or without ice, minimal ice. Or you can get, of course, Dr. Pepper, like Preacher Man would get, Sprite, or whatever other regular flavors they might have. And if you're wondering, well, Miracle Man, why don't you ever mention the diet sodas? Oh, because in my mind, you don't win with diet soda. You win with regular. As McDonald's with Coca-Cola, the simple joy of a warm summer day. Last couple of days around here, we've had a little bit of a shortage of warm temperatures. On and off, that's going to change over the next few days. Like tomorrow's going to be a little bit warmer, thankfully. And then looks like next week it's going to warm up again, too. So, fingers crossed, as they say. All right. I want to remind you of a couple things real quick. First off, I want to remind you of the book, Rivers of Miracles, which is the story of my life. And a God that my mom could not see but strongly believed in. And it's about how God has been so great. He's performed so many different miracles in my life. So many, in so many different areas of my life. And it's just been fantastic to watch God move. Been so fantastic. And I'm just thankful to God for everything he's done, for everything he's going to do. And I just keep my hope in him and my trust in him and just know that he's going to see me through. And I'm obedient to him. I do whatever he tells me to do, which is what we're supposed to do as Christians, is obey the Lord. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book and how you can get the book in your hands. And as I always believe God to sell more and more books and for more and more people to get their hands on it so that it can be a blessing to their life. Because I want you to read that book, and I want it to be a blessing to your life. You snoop me. Okay. So, anywho, so now, the other thing I want to remind you of really quick is PayPal. We've been doing this for almost 5 years, and I want to thank those of you who, whether you've just started listening or you've been listening on and off or you've been here the whole time, I want to thank you for being a part. I really do want to thank you for that and for just letting this program be a blessing to you. And I pray that it has been a blessing to you. And I want to ask you to considering sowing the seed. In order to sow your seed, you can go online to paypal.com and in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S. H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So I want to ask you to please make a note of both of those items. So please make a note of both of those. And the other thing I want to mention really quick is I'm not telling you what to give. And we don't give out of necessity. We don't give begrudgingly. And if you thought about giving begrudgingly or out of necessity, then guess what? Keep your money. But if you're sowing because you're so grateful for what God's done in your life and you're believing for God to do something, then sow your seed and let God show you what to sow. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, my God is able to make all things abound to you through every good work. That's not one good work. That's not two good works. Not three good works. Every good work. Every good work. And I thank the Lord for that and for what he's doing. And I thank the Lord Jesus for what he's doing. Now we're going to sing. A few songs. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days, all creation, every nation, be unto the Ancient of Days. Every knee shall bow, and worship, you will be exalted, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory and worship. You will be exalted on high, and your kingdom shall not pass away. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow down and worship. You will be exalted on high, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow down and worship. You will be exalted on high, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's work. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. No man can compare to your master's voice. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you are the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon a rock. Now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you unto the very end. Jesus, you're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock. And now I know that I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. Jesus, the lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, and you set my feet upon a rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my soul shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when he splits the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. The end of the age is upon us. Soon we'll hear the midnight cry. We'll be singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, when he splits the eastern sky. How marvelous, how wonderful. He's been my song, shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Is my Savior's love for me. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the God. You are our God. You are the God. You were the God of David. You were the God of Moses. You were the God of Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac. And you are the God of us today. Thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us right now. You're strengthening us. You're healing us. You're delivering us. You're helping us to be what it is that you've called us to be. And I thank you, Master, for your hand that is upon us. That is our strength. That is our portion. And I thank you, Master, that you know what it is that these listeners have need of tonight. You're meeting their needs right now where they sit, whether they're in their homes, whether they're driving, whether they're at the beach, whether they're at work, wherever they are. And I just thank you, Master, that you're tuned in right here, right now. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing for these people. Thank you that you used me to deliver your word tonight, that your word would go forth tonight, and that it would rain free course in our life. Thank you, Master, that you meet every need that these listeners have tonight. For you know what they have need of. Thank you that these listeners have eyes to see your word and ears to hear it. Their spiritual ears and eyes would be opened, so that their mind would be ready to receive. And I thank you that you're using me to deliver the word. And now I thank you. I make my confession over this program right now. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now I'm going to take a station ID real quick, and then we'll be right back, and we'll get into the word of the Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. We're back. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs 23. Thank you, Lord. And we'll see what all the Lord has for us. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 23. And we'll just see what all the Lord has for us tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying this. I really am. I've been enjoying it, going through Proverbs with you. Great lessons in here. How about that? And let's just check the timing. I don't know why my phone was making all these other noises, but guess what? Now it's not making those other noises. So, how? Back to the word, because the word is anointed. Guess what, listeners? In case you haven't noticed, those notifications you get on your iPhone, they're not, or whatever other smartphone you have, or your laptop, those notifications are not anointed. So, Proverbs 23, verse 1, NIV, or whatever version you have. And for the next little bit, whatever I do, you do. Be a part. Don't just sit there and watch. Amen. When you sit to dine, verse 1, when you sit to dine with the ruler, note well what is before you. Put a knife to your throat if you are given. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Go to 24. We already read this. Twenty-four. Giving you a minute to find it. Should barely be a page, maybe two pages down, so it shouldn't take forever to find it. If it does, I don't know what to tell you. So Proverbs 24, verse 1. Do not envy wicked men. Do not desire their company. For their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. Uh-oh. I put the uh-oh in. God didn't. The writer didn't say uh-oh. But I did. I uh-oh'd because it's not good. Verse 3. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. A wise man has great power. And a man of knowledge increases strength. For waging war, you need guidance. And for victory, many advisors. Wisdom is too high for a fool. In the assembly at the gate, he has nothing to say. He who plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and men detest a mocker. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those nagging towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this. Doesn't he who weighs the heart perceive it? And doesn't he who guards your life know it? And guess what, folks? He's not talking about a lifeguard, but the pool or the beach or whatever. That's talking about God, not a lifeguard. Read that verse again. You say, but we knew nothing about this. Does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? And does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? What honey, my son? For it is good honey from the bee. It is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not live in wait like an outlaw against a righteous man's house. And do not raid his dwelling place. For though a righteous man falls seven times, he rises again. But the wicked are brought down by calamity. Do not float. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. And when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Or the Lord will see and will disapprove and will turn his wrath away from him. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked. For the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Fear the Lord and the King, my son, and do not join with the rebellious, for those two will send sudden destruction upon them. And who knows what calamities they can bring. These also are sayings of the wise. Verse 23. These also are sayings of the wise. Show partiality in judging. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, peoples will curse him and nations will denounce him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, A little folding of the hands to rest. Poverty will come upon you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Chapter 25. These are more Proverbs of Solomon, copied by the men of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the frost from the silver, and out comes material for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among great men. It is better for him to say to you, come up here, than for him to humiliate you before a nobleman. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? If you argue your case with a neighbor, then do not betray another man's confidence, or he who hears it may make you, may shake you, and you will never lose your bad reputation. A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise man's rebuke to a listening ear. Like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the spirit of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts that he does not give. Those patient, a ruler, and through patience, a ruler can be persuaded. And a gentle tongue can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will be sick. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you, and he will hate you. Like a club, or a sword, or a sharp arrow, is the man who gives false testimony against his neighbor. A bad tooth or lame foot, reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble is like a bad tooth or a lame foot. One who takes away a comment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured out on soda, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, he will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. As a north wind brings rain, so a sly tongue brings angry looks. Better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrel's wife. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring or a polluted well is a righteous man who gives way to the wicked. In other words, a righteous man who gives way to the wicked is like a muddied spring or a polluted well. Polluted well. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to seek one's own honor. Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control. So, you see here, there's so many great things. In Proverbs, there's a lot of different principles. And among them is what you see, saw here tonight, where it said it's better to live on the corner of the roof than to live with the wife of a quarreler. Because God does not like quarreling. And he wants things to be decent and in order. Not all out of order and confused. Because our God's not the God of confusion. No, he's not. He's not confused either. Or either, whichever way you want to. And so and I want to say something, you know, about this whole enemies thing. So, you know how we live in the last of the last days and we have these different people who, like, whether you want to talk about George Soros or Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci or anyone else like that. Maybe someone who might be an enemy to you might be like a family member or something. What we read tonight, part of what we read tonight is, don't rejoice when they fall. Otherwise, the wrath of God will turn away from him. So that's why we don't wish death on someone who may really not like. Even if it's because they've been extremely wicked. I remember one time during the whole COVID thing, I was with my parents. We were on the way up to Midland to, watch church with a certain family of our church. And my mom said something to the effect of, may those who created this virus, may they, may they die of it. And, of course, I'm praying, and then my dad has this idea. He's like, well, what about their soul? And suddenly in my mind, I'm thinking, well, Dad, you're right. We don't wish harm on our enemies. No matter how wicked they are. And they can be saved. And they can repent of what they did, of their sins. And so and the Bible says we're supposed to love everybody. Even those who we strongly do not approve of what they're doing. Or their lifestyle. Or maybe if they're in government, the decisions they've made. Or whoever that enemy is, even if you decide, I'm not going to, have dinner with them or anything and not you still got to love them. You still got to love those who we don't approve of. And maybe we don't approve of their lifestyle or whatever, or the things that they've done. And here in our country, I am not happy about certain things that are going on in our country in regards to some of our leaders and some of the decisions they have made. But still got to love them. Whether they got my vote or not, and still got to pray for them. It even said, if your enemy is thirsty and he comes to you when he's thirsty, give him a drink. And so, no matter how angry we Americans might be about what's going on right now, with different things, Jesus did say, in your anger, don't fit. And so you should pray over your enemies. Instead of praying that they disappear or die, pray that they get saved and give their life to Jesus. And God reveal what they've been doing wrong. And that's whether we want to talk, you know, political leaders or other people who have been greatly involved in this country or your country or whatever, or whether it's just someone with you. Pray for your enemy. And not try to just spite them and just go after them because they've been being bad. And those of us in America, that doesn't mean we have to vote for them by any means. But that means we should at least pray for them that they get right with God. And that God reveal for them what they're wrong. And so but when it says, you know, don't pray against your enemies, that's talking about earthly, those on the earth. Now, the works of the devil, the works of Satan, now, like the devil, we curse him. We take authority over him and over his spirits. That we curse. But you know what else we do? Bless the Lord. Curse the devil, bless the Lord. Because we read some things, you know, tonight about like, you know, about your enemy and how you're supposed to handle it. That's why I felt this need to talk a little bit about, like, how do we address these certain things? Like, and about these certain political figures, I'm not sure that it's good to call them the ones that aren't doing things the right way as enemies, quote unquote, but there's things that some of them are doing that God would not be pleased with. So we pray, you know, that they get saved. And so, I just thank God for the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this Word tonight. I pray that we would have it in us to pray for those who have done us wrong and you know, just rejoice just because they fell or died or whatever. And I pray that you would just help us. And that you would bless this country right now for your blessing upon it. And lead this country back to you. In the name of Jesus. And help us to be doers of your word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, in terms of sports, you have the Detroit Tigers this past weekend were swept by the Yankees, including a 5-4 loss in extra innings at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. They had chances to win that game. They had chances. But they didn't win. And they lost on a walk-off. Face it. And now they'll try again to get a win. In the NBA Finals, you have the Warriors on top of the Celtics, 2-0. I don't really watch the NBA much right now. And so, now folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see y'all tomorrow night.